Like Louisiana, California has cities and farmland below the water level of its rivers. And since Hurricane Katrina, California has spent hundreds of millions of dollars repairing urban levees. However, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says there's another problem: vegetation. A long-standing Army Corps policy bans shrubs and trees along levees. They can be harmful. California faces the loss of federal levee funds if it does not comply. Tamara Keith of member station KQED reports.
California's levees are covered with vegetation. James Sandner, Chief of Operations and Readiness in the Sacramento Office of the Army Corps of Engineers, says that's a concern. Roots could compromise the strength of levees. A tree could topple, creating a breach. He says after Katrina, the Corps changed its approach to levee maintenance.
We wanted to ensure that the standards as they were described in our inspection checklists were followed in a much more rigorous manner than they had in the past.
And that new emphasis has California officials worried about the fiscal and environmental implications. Gary Hobgood is an environmental scientist with the California Department of Fish and Game. He's parked his white state-issued pickup truck on the crown of a levee on the west side of the Sacramento River.
So as you look out there along this berm,
Hobgood points to a thick shock of trees and shrubs growing on the side of the levee. The vegetation along California's levees is the last remaining sliver of what was once a riparian forest. He says it's critical habitat for a who's who of endangered species.
Swainson hawk, bank swallow, yellow-billed cuckoo, 10 listed fish species, giant garter snake. If we were to lose this vegetation, those species would take a big hit.
But this isn't just about habitat. It's about safety, about priorities, says Les Harder, Deputy Director for Public Safety at the California Department of Water Resources.
We don't want to spend hundreds of millions of dollars focused on clearing vegetation when we have clear deficiencies in levees. We have under-seepage problems. We have overtopping issues. We have erosion issues. We haven't had a failure because a tree fell down.
Harder and others say they want the Army Corps to make decisions about vegetation on levees based on solid science and engineering. At the hydraulics lab at the University of California, Davis, researchers are trying to produce hard data. A pump pushes water into a massive steel flume designed to replicate a floodway, complete with shrubs.
You know, they're leaning over now. You can see a little bit of a current on them.
Stefan Lorenzato is coordinating the research. This study is examining how different plants affect water flow and erosion. Lorenzato says the plants are reducing soil erosion.
The tests we're conducting seem to be showing that regardless of what happens on the habitat side, there's a reason to use plants just for structural integrity.
The Army Corps' James Sandner says his agency is open to new findings and isn't looking for a fight with the state.
We should be able to work together in a collaborative manner to come up with decisions that make sense for public safety and also allow for preservation and management of some of this riparian habitat.
The Army Corps is expected to release a final rule on vegetation later this year. California officials say they realize some plants will likely have to go, but they're hoping for flexibility from the Corps. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.